Yes, the curiosity, the interest, the desire to get out of your comfort zone, to know what the other person is into, that is a responsibility which cuts both ways. The wife too, whatever that is important to the wife, the husband must also find himself in that world where you are playing that supportive role, where you are interested in what your wife would like to do and to become. Hey, I'm getting a thought which might take me in another direction. However, let me try it. I'll return quickly. If you take the word husband and then you add R-Y to at the end, you get husbandry. That is farming. That's where the word husband comes from farming. Husband, add R-Y in the end, husbandry. That is farming. Because the husband is supposed to be like a farmer to the wife. I once shared something on social media that comes to mind now to say, the more, this is for every husband, this is what we must aspire, what God must help us with, that the longer your wife is with you and in your life, the better she must become. Yes, yes, yes. The longer she is with you, the better she must become. Better all around. Spiritually, she must grow in God, closer to God, because of you in her life. You must encourage her. Pray together. Know the will of God for yourself. Seek the face of God. She must become a God chaser. Finance-wise, economically, her net worth must grow. She must pursue things, her talents. You must be the one as a farmer who encourages her to say, you can do this thing. You can start that restaurant. You can start that daycare center. The passion I see you have for the children, even at church, just in the community. No. It's, yes, women in general love children, but what you have is just something on another level. You are supposed to start that daycare center, that early childhood facility and whatnot. Go for it. It's in you. It's your potential. So wives must be constantly for lack of a better word, husband must constantly play that role of being a farmer and see their wives as a field, also a field or a garden which husbands must be proud of, to say, my wife is more educated now than before we met, because I saw potential in her. I'm her biggest cheerleader. I'm her biggest fan who is always on her corner, cheering her on, because I know this is an incredible woman. She's loaded. She has potential. She has gifts, talents, and abilities. She can do great big things. She has a bright future. God has a plan and a purpose for her life as well. She's supposed to leave this world empty, having unleashed all that God placed within her. So as a husband, I understand that I must work on her as that garden to make her a better woman each and every day. Not to make her bitter, that the wife is now more angrier than the first days when you were married. It shouldn't be like that. So I said all of that to come back to the point of saying, be interested in one another, be observant, be curious about each other. Don't find yourself evolving, changing, becoming, and your spouse is left behind. Become your husband's friend. Be curious about what he likes, which is probably what is an irritation for some women. Some of the things, wives can't stand them and all of that. We are different. It's fine. We are different. However, look at the end goal and say, my husband loves this thing. His heart is in this particular thing. I'm after his heart. Therefore, I'm going to pursue this thing. I'm going to work on my heart to be positive regarding this particular activity. I don't like it, but it's not my passion. I have my own passion. My husband must also, with the help of God, with will, he must also be willing to bend over backwards and accommodate my passion, because that's how we sustain chemistry. Because to me as a wife, it's big as well when my husband is able to join me in doing those things which are important to me. They might not be important to him, but they are important to me. So him joining me, him doing those things, typical example that comes, it's shopping. We hate doing shopping with women. We hate it. We don't like it. Got no time to go into that. However, wives would appreciate if we could do that more. So a man who wants to collect points with the wife is one that will be smart and say, hey, when can we do shopping together? My goodness, women would like to hear that. To say, no, don't worry, I provide the money. When can we do shopping? I want to do shopping with you. Imagine, yeah. That husband is not saying that for him. He would be saying that for the wife. So that's what we need to be helped with, all of us. Do something because it is important for your spouse. Do things together, lunch dates together, read a book together, watch movies together, play together, pray together. You understand?